African Americans nonetheless continued to fight for equal rights, build churches and businesses, publish newspapers, and demand work and decent pay. Black women played a crucial role. Ida B. Wells was physically thrown off a train for refusing to ride in a blacks-only section, and she published a newspaper exposing how whites used false cries of rape to justify the lynching of black men. She raised a storm of protest when a white mob murdered three black Memphis businessmen in 1892, and angry whites burned down her newspaper offices and forced her into exile. To overcome black resistance, in 1896, the U.S. Supreme Court, in Plessy v. Ferguson, allowed states to enforce segregation, also known as Jim Crow. Despite the fact that the 14th Amendment to the Constitution grants equal citizenship rights to all. Legalized segregation set white workers against black workers and kept them both poor. If whites and blacks could not meet, go to school, ride the trains, vote, or use public facilities equally, they could hardly be expected to organize unions together. Jim Crow laws and racial economic divisions encouraged racism from the bottom up as well as from the top down. Whites of all classes murdered dozens of black sharecroppers and day laborers when they organized a union in Elaine, Arkansas at the end of World War I, as white racial violence raged across the land. In the Memphis suburbs on May 22, 1917, the front page of the Commercial Appeal announced that whites would lynch L. Persons, a black youth falsely charged with raping a white girl. Historians describe the grisly scene. Vendors were on hand to sell pops, sandwiches, and chewing gum. Women wore their best clothes to the event. Parents wrote notes to school teachers requesting their children be excused to witness the lynching. An estimated 5,000 spectators gathered as Persons was tied to a stake in the ground, then drenched with 10 gallons of gasoline and burned alive. Later that afternoon, Persons' head and one of his feet were thrown from a passing car into the midst of a group of African Americans standing near Beale Avenue. Such nightmarish violence aimed to produce black passivity, but blacks continued to resist Jim Crow. Robert Church, Jr., son of the first black millionaire in the South, who bought up land during the yellow fever epidemic and later sold it for a fortune, helped organize a branch of the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People, NAACP. It operated as a nearly secret organization and remained pitifully weak until the 1940s. But black business leaders, educators, and clergy continued to push for better schools. Black workers still organized, and rural people moving to the city created a unique, expressive urban culture of blues, gospel, and jazz. The black freedom struggle did not die.